just so blessed to have you join us this morning, and you're welcome to agree to be here with us on the TMC call every Monday through Friday morning. God bless you, and my dear Cynthia, God bless you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning seeking you early. Lord, in our quiet time, in our time of going about the day, Lord, we only want to hear your voice, and a voice of a stranger we will not follow. Father, we thank and praise you for the ability to get up this morning with the activity of our limbs, because it is in you we move, we breathe, and we have our being. We thank and praise you for you are our God, you are our Father, you are our deliverer, you are our protector, you are our all in all, Father, and we just thank you that you are all of that and more to us. We thank and praise you, oh God, for this day that you have made. We thank and praise you that we are rejoicing, and we will be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we thank you, Lord, for the D.A. De Leon family. For this is the reason, they are the reason we are here today. Now, Father, we ask for tsunami blessings upon each of their lives. Father, we ask for wisdom, for direction, oh God, that you order their footsteps and you be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we ask that you bless the oldest person in each of their families, and even the youngest, Lord, and those who have not even been born yet. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has gathered this morning to hear a word from the Lord. Father, you know what each person stands in need of, and so we thank you, Lord, that you are blessing. They're going out, and they're coming in and meeting every need. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring the word this morning. Father, we ask that you will continue to download mighty, powerful words to him. Lord, words that are anointed. Words that will minister to our hearts, O Lord, and to our souls. Father, we ask that you bless this family, O Lord, and that you continue to meet each and every need that they have. Now, Lord, we command that the airways have already lined up with the word of God. This call will go forth with clarity because it is saturated with the blood of the Lamb, and in that, nothing can defeat the blood. So we thank you for a clear call and that we have listening ears and hearts to receive it as we listen to your voice. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I know. I love you, my TMC family.
Amen. We love you more. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this Listen to God's Voice Tuesday. What a wonderful tag for this day. So we thank you for opening us up in prayer, because here on the Master's Call, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we have already set precedence for this day, and as Minister Willa has commanded, the morning to align up with whatever God has for each and every single one of us here today on the Master's Call. Well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador and Artist International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so we welcome each and every single one of you, new and season to the Master's Call. And so we pray that you would continue to share this call and this telecommunication sanctuary with your friends. It does not matter if they are a part of Artist International or not, but if you know that they need to hear a word from God, then we absolutely want them to be here with us. So if you are visiting us for the first time, once again, we welcome you, and we invite you to utilize our website. See, this call, unlike many others, has a website where all the calls have been archived. And so I invite each of you to go online to www.themasterscall.net, without the apostrophe, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. And so you could go back, you know, we've been here going on 4 years, praise God. And so we invite you to utilize our website. Also, it's a way to communicate with us because it gives you the ability to use our email, and that is info@themasterscall.net. So if you are on this line and you feel that God is purging you and preparing you and pruning you to do something different in this season, and maybe it begins here on the Master's Call, then I invite you to utilize the info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond back to you. Also, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida, for the Empower Artist Empowerment Conference, and we are only 5 weeks away from that event. And so I invite each and every single one of you to go to artistempowermentconference.com, artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see all of the details for the Artist Empowerment Conference there online. On Sunday, we will be having our worship service. So if you are interested in being a part of the praise team, you're interested in being a part of the prayer team, you're interested in being part of the ministry team, then I invite you right now, beginning today, to start letting us know where you would like to serve. So that is an invitation that's open to each and every single one of you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, where the visionary platinum president, Godmother Dorothy Cook, has set up a buffet for us. And so today is Tuesday, so that means I believe that Platinum President John McQueen will be coming to the line this morning. So you want to make sure that you head over there so that you will be motivated in this Listen to God's Voice Tuesday. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598. Once again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598#. And I ask each and every single one of you to not only text this call out to three people, but text that call out to three people too, because why? We're a part of Artists International, and our responsibility is to share what we have. Don't keep your hands closed, but share that. Post it, text it, whatever you need to do, but get someone else on the line with you. We definitely closed out the month of April. Yeah, we closed out the month of April on early this morning at midnight for Artists International. And so this begins a new month, the month of May, for Artists International. So make sure you check your back office to see what the announcements and the promotions are. We have phenomenal new reshaping garments that are getting ready to take over the world. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure you're plugged in or get back with the person that invited you to the Master's Call and ask them to share with you more about Artists International. Well, it is time. It's that time to hear what thus says the Lord. So at this time, let me go ahead and introduce our speaker for this day. Reverend Everett Thomas is a baptized born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Eckhorst, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Reverend Thomas officiated Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and community. Reverend Thomas is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, and is currently the president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. All those big, powerful, and profound words for this man of God. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So now, without further ado, it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you, TMC family, this morning, none other than the Reverend Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. It's all yours.
Great. God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction. It is indeed a blessing and a privilege to be here to share a word with this call this morning, and just a blessing to be able to do just that. And I'd like to give honor to the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and give God the glory for what they have done and what they are doing. As they proceed forward in ministry, I'd like to invite your attention to Genesis chapter 37. Very familiar passage, and we want to start at verse 5. It says, "Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, 'Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaves stood up all around and bowed down to my sheaf.' And his brother said to him, 'Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, 'Look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me.' So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?' And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind." This morning, I'd like to share from this subject: don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. Yes, Joseph was 17 at this time, and some say that he was cocky, arrogant, what have you, because of expressing his dreams to his brothers, his father, what have you. However, I don't want to stay there and say that he was arrogant and cocky or what have you. It could have been he was just excited about the dream. You ever share something that you feel God has given you, and not so much to say that, you know, I'm the man now, I'm the woman now, but because that you're just excited that God thought enough of you to plant something inside of you. You just got excited. Well, that could be, it just could have been what Joseph was feeling. So he told, and of course there are indeed haters out there, and this time in the person of Joseph's brothers, and even his father rebuked him. But let me go a bit further. The story of Joseph is the story of an individual whose life was shaped by a dream, even though he knew that he would be God's means to deliver his family from poverty and death. Joseph, the youngest son, was a favorite child of his parents, and Joseph's father bestowed upon him a coat of many colors that represented a token of his affection and favor. How many know favor is not always fair? Amen. Some people have a problem with you being favored among amen, those that are around you. So this open display of preference toward Joseph watered the seeds of envy and jealousy among his brothers. The rift of hatred became an impassable gulf. But in spite of the hatred Joseph's brothers showed toward him, Joseph dared to dream the dreams that God gave him. Throughout the account of Joseph's struggles with hardship, accusations, and incarceration, the Bible makes no mention of his childhood dreams. They seem to have faded away completely. This resembles the experience of many oppressed people in contemporary society. Their dreams seem to be only fantasies they lose when they awake in the morning. The pain and hardship of their present reality suppress dreams of hope and successful accomplishments. Educational, cultural, social, racial, and gender structures confine their aspirations, giving them a sense of hopelessness and despair. The story of Joseph should be read to all the hopeless, the least, the lost, and the left out. For in his story, we see God in heaven, who reveals great dreams of hope and visions of success. There is a God in heaven who manifests his presence and power in the realm of time to those of childlike faith, a God who, in his own time, makes dreams a reality. Remember, don't give up on your dreams. I kind of got this a little bit out of a devotional for Reverend Dr. Bennett W. Smith, Sr. Just want to share that with you, one of the devotions that I have. But I'll just stop out and encourage somebody. I know an artist last night or this morning was the close of April, but I want to encourage you, don't give up on your dreams. Don't throw in the towel. Don't sweat, amen, the small stuff and to some the big stuff. But, amen, God is still God. He still does miracles. He still works in our lives, even the impossible. So we look at Joseph as a testimony of what happened in his life. And note here, as you read from this chapter 37 all the way down to 41st chapter, you'll find what happened through the life of Joseph. And so many things happened. And, of course, we know that in spite of what he went through, the Lord was with him. You see it very often in this passage, and the Lord was with Joseph. The Bible describes some dark and difficult times in Joseph's life, but it also reveals that every time he faced adversity, he used it to develop himself personally and to build trust with others. As a result, Joseph made one comeback after another and proved himself trustworthy as a leader. And this I just want to consider a few ways that he earned trust along the way. Adversity versus combat. Number one, adversity, he was sold into Egyptian slavery. His comeback was he developed competence and organization in the palace. The second adversity, he was framed as an adulterer. His comeback was he used his ability to discern dreams and solve problems. Number three, he was forgotten in prison, and his comeback was that he displayed the wisdom to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. The fourth adversity, he endured 7 years of famine. His comeback was he prepared to save the country and bring Pharaoh great wealth. And the fifth adversity, he was faced the return of his treacherous brothers. But his comeback was he showed patience and integrity in dealing with others. So a lot of times life does deal us a lemon, but we have a choice. We can either be bitter or we can make lemonade. Amen, amen. So I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what life has dealt you, but I just want to encourage you, don't give up on your dreams. The fact is you still breathe. The fact is there is still hope. Amen. As long as there's life in you, God is not through with you yet. I wanted to share with you my testimony. I was pastoring, well, assistant to my pastor, my late pastor, Reverend Barlow, at a church. When he passed away, of course, you know, churches have their way of trying to find another pastor. And, of course, a lot of people felt that I was the next in line. However, they chose not to put me in that position. And some people was upset. Some people said, oh, you should have got that position. I said, well, you know, what God has for you is for you. And I know he's not through with me yet, so I continue to do ministry. That's what I was called to do, and I'm still doing it. So they found another pastor, and things happened and what have you. However, a friend of mine, a pastor of Assemblies of God Church, he was on my background as Baptist, he showed me a building which was owned by the Assemblies of God. He said, look, this is a building, a pastor in the congregation had fallen out. They left the building empty, and I felt that you might just be the one to resurrect this ministry here. And I just want you to see the building. So I went to church, looked at the building, and the outside of the building was not impressive at all. Not at all. And I just, you know, thanked him. I said, well, you know, appreciate you thinking of me. And we went our separate ways. A few months later, he came back to me and said, Brother Everett, your name keep popping up on my radar. I think you need to take another look at that building. In fact, I'm going to oversee it come and show us inside the property just take a look at it and see if you might feel that this just might work for you. I know you're doing ministry at the high-rise across the park and you're doing ministry at other places, but here's a building that's vacant, and this just might work for you. How many know God has a way to open the doors for you, even though you may not accept it at first? And that's what I was. I didn't accept it. And not that I'm so full of, you know, pride, but the church I left, you know, was a nice-looking outside building. However, I looked inside and took a walk through. He said, look, here's the lower level. They did some construction work on the inside, and this is all this, and here's that, and then the kitchen. Well, you know, he showed me everything, and upstairs looked nice, and it's clean, what have you. He said, well, now, look, I know we can't afford to pay you, but what we're going to do, we're going to take care of the expense of you utilizing this facility. We're just going to give you time to build it, and we just want you here. We just want you here. I said, now, look, wait a minute. I know you, my background, you know my background is Baptist, right? Yes, we know that. Yes, and he said, we know you're spirit-filled. Yes, I am spirit-filled. Thank God I do acknowledge the movement of the Holy Ghost in my life. And, yes, I'm spirit-filled. So, look, I know you. I know you can handle this, and I want you to represent the City of Ecorps in our denomination. And I said, look, you know I'm not Assemblies of God credential. He said, that's okay. That's all right. And to this day, they haven't really been pushing me to become, not to have anything against the denomination. But however, I just wanted to say that what God put inside of you, he's going to use you. So don't give up on whatever God has given you. God is going to put you in a position, even though he had to force me into the building. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I'm here now. I've been here over 2 years. But just to look at what one door was closed, God opened another door for me to ministry. Hallelujah. And not bragging, because at first I didn't, you know, I was humbled that I was even thought of. Here's a church that had a PA system already in it, drum set already in it. Projection screen, just waiting for someone to throw something up there on the screen. I mean, the church building on the inside had a lot of potential, still have a lot of potential, still needs some work on the outside of the building. I believe God's going to make that happen. But what I just wanted to encourage someone this morning, that God still has something for you. You may not have met your goal in the artist last night, but don't give up on your dream. Amen. God is your resource. Artist is just a vehicle. Amen. A great vehicle to make it happen. So don't throw in the towel. Let me just share this with you. Many of you heard the possibility thinker's creed. It says when faced with a mountain, I will not quit. I will keep on striving until I climb over, find a pass through, tunnel underneath, or simply stay and turn the mountain into a gold mine with God's help. Possibilities, thinkers, creed. That's awesome. So just want to encourage somebody today. Amen. Keep moving forward. Amen. God is still blessing you. So don't give up on your dream. Don't give up. Yeah, there's some haters out there. They may not want to see you make it. In fact, you know, when they were looking for a pastor at my former church, there was even a rumor out saying that Reverend Thomas, he didn't even supply a church with a resume. He didn't even apply for the position, which was not true. And it's interesting how people, amen, try to block your way and just say things, you know, out the way. But I'm encouraged, and I hope you are encouraged. People are going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you whether you're doing right or doing wrong, doing good or doing bad. But don't give up on your dream. God is still available. God is still able to do exceeding abundantly more than you can ever ask or think according to the power that's working within you. Keep moving forward in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hope you got a word from this message on today. And the long story short, Joseph did fulfill that dream. Read the whole story from Genesis 37 to Genesis 41. And they're about back to you, my dear sister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Don't give up on your dreams. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that message, and I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Lord, we love you because you are awesome and you are amazing. And we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We celebrate you and we rejoice in this day because this is a wonderful day. This is a marvelous day and a super fantastic day, God. And we thank you right now for your favor, your blessings, and increase in our lives, oh God. And we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that greater and new things are being added into our lives, Father. We thank you for the man of God as he has told us today to not give up on our dreams because there are so many dreams that we have, Father. So we ask right now that you would allow our dreams to be revealed to us in the name of Jesus. Allow our dreams to be manifest in 2014 and that they will be seen, oh God. I thank you that we are kingdom builders and we are world changers. We are great ministers in the marketplace. We walk in the promises. We walk in the provision and the power that you have given us, oh God. We decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we are more than conquerors, and we thank you that you made us that, oh God. And so right now I come lifting up Artists International to you. I lift up the D.S. De Leon family. Papa D.S. De Leon, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch him right now, oh God. I speak for Elder Mama right now that you would just give her strength and the children, and we thank you for Princess Leah and that you allowed her and we welcome her into this world, oh God. So we celebrate right now Artists International. We thank you for 25 years, oh God. We thank you that you are continuing to prepare the products and prepare the garments with the vision that you have aligned up for Artists International and for every distributor internationally, worldwide. I pray right now for increase in their businesses right now. I pray as they continue to be products of the product and continue to share the product, God, that we will continue to transform lives, minds, souls, bodies all across the world, Father. And for every person on this line under the sound of my voice, I speak peace right now. I speak healing right now. I speak for those that don't know you, that they would seek to find you and know you more, oh God. And as we go through this Tuesday listening for your voice, Father, let us spend more time with you so that we know what your voice sounds like. Allow us to clear our ears of the drama, of the chaos and confusion that will come to hinder us, oh God. Why? Because we trust you and we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly in our life, oh God. I just thank you, Father God, for our children. I speak peace over them in the classroom, in the playground, in the hallway, on the streets that they walk, on the buses. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for each and every single prayer intercessor on the TMC. I speak peace and comfort and strength and power in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, because you are our master. And I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the replay for this call, I invite you to dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 53958#. And then the Artist Empowerment Conference coming up in 5 weeks, artistempowermentconference.com on the web. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Remember, text, email, send out a message to 3 people so that they will join you here on the Master's Call on tomorrow. Remember, make this day great, and we'll hear you on the line tomorrow. Pastor Everett, can you come and give us our benediction for this morning?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace from now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.